Your voice in Gloucester, 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio, and your voice on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. Well, it was the final of the Matador Cup competition on Sunday at the North Sydney Oval, and what an impressive display it has been throughout the whole tournament for the New South Wales Blues. They have performed outstandingly well, and as you would expect with the names that they have in their lineup, it is a very impressive side indeed. And what a tournament Mitchell Starc has had as well with the ball. He has been the wrecking ball without doubt for New South Wales, setting up plenty of their victories and dominating the competition with the ball. Let's have a look at how the final panned out. South Australia batting first, making 221, which was slim pickings really on a wicket that looked like it had 300 plus in it. Started well for New South Wales. They picked up Travis Head early and Ludeman early as well. Then Callum Ferguson and Tom Cooper came together to steady the ship for the South Australians. Ferguson making a well-made 61, and Tom Cooper, 105 off 119, the best of the batsmen for the South Australians. Al Ross came in and smashed 18 off 12 balls before he was caught and bowled by Sean Abbott. The bowling card looked very impressive, as you would expect. Mitchell Starc, 8 overs, 3 for 39. Josh Hazlewood, 9.3 overs, 3 for 28, which actually earned him Man of the Match honours. Nathan Lyon, bowling first change, 1 for 29. Stephen O'Keefe, 1 for 53. Sean Abbott, 2 for 44. And Henriques, 0 for 27. And he was in his first season with New South Wales. The last time that New South Wales won a domestic one-day competition, he played in the final back in 05-06. At the Adelaide Oval. New South Wales, in reply, they did it in a canter, plenty of overs up their sleeve. They did it in less than 30 overs, in fact, one for 223. A very impressive cameo from Nick Maddison at the top of the order, 44 off just 29 balls, really setting the stage for a New South Wales victory. Ed Cowan, who'd been spotted eating ice cream earlier in the tournament, showed that it's good for his batting. 88 not out off 78 balls, batting very well. Hit one onto the roof of the grandstand there. Steve Smith, he hit a couple out of the park. Well, he hit six big ones, 84 not out off 72 balls in his innings. A great display. Very thrilled to see Ed Cowan at the top of the order and scoring runs for New South Wales, his home state, having spent some time away in Tasmania. He's come back and brought a touch of class to the top of the order. Not that there was any class lacking at the top of the order previously for New South Wales, but great to see him back at his home state, Ed Cowan. And New South Wales holding the Matador Cup aloft in season 2015. We are going to get back into the music for you right now. Make sure you stay with us. Plenty more cricket to talk about right here on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.